This is a guided exploration for men of their sexual fantasies, and it's created by HypnoDad. Before starting, make sure that your bladder is empty and that you're in a comfortable position. Loosen your clothing or take it off. Limit your distractions by turning off the phone and turn off any messaging on your computer. It is recommended that you keep your hands at your side during the entire time. There will be plenty of time afterwards to play with yourself. So now that you're settled, take this opportunity to sense a wave of relaxation coming through the soles of your feet, into your toes, into your heel, into your foot, your ankle. Discover it moving up your leg, up your knee, and your thigh. Shift your position so the wave gets stronger, so you get more and more relaxed. And notice the wave going into your butt, your groin, your stomach, your back, and your chest. As you give in to that desire to relax deeply, as you give in to that deep sense of relaxation coming in through your fingers, your hands, your lower arms, and your elbow, going through your upper arm and your shoulders, you can sense that wave of relaxation coming in through your feet, coming through your legs, your butt, and your chest, your stomach, shoulders, and your neck. Coming in through your chin, maybe dropping your jaw a little, releasing any tension in your jaw. Letting that wave coming in through your mouth and your face, your ears, and your head. And just noticing how deeply relaxed you're becoming. As you explore that sense of being so calm, listening to my voice, you feel safe now, away from disturbances, following my voice, knowing that you'll do only what is good for you. A boy goes through so many changes growing up. Hair starts to grow, different parts of his body. Many strange sensations go through his body. They don't make sense at first, like that sticky stuff after a wet dream. And these sensations can be very scary because they are new. These sensations can bring up feelings of shame and guilt. But through time, the boy learns to listen to his body. He sees that shame and guilt come from others. His body helps him discover pleasure. His body helps him discover who he is instead of who others want him to be. As he listens more and more to his body, The limiting thoughts just go by like clouds on a windy day. It is awkward at first, but by experimenting, he develops skill at giving himself pleasure. He learns how to stroke himself in his own perfect way. He tries different positions. He learns what thoughts increase the pleasure, what images increase the pleasure. He becomes the master of his own pleasure. What may have brought fear at first, what may have required careful and safe experimentation, is now a skill that brings great pleasure and is sometimes even taken for granted. And now, to take your own exploration, imagine or sense yourself walking down a hallway. And you notice a room with a door that's wide open. You look inside the dimly lit room, but you can still see a couple of guys playing with each other in a very erotic way. They are very turned on and very into it. And you watch them for a moment, sensing the joy and pleasure that they are experiencing. And then you continue on down the hallway, and you stop in front of another room. You see two guys. One is more dominant, perhaps a master or a daddy, and the other is more submissive, perhaps in restraints, perhaps being paddled. And you can hear the sounds. And you watch and feel. And you sense their joy and their total involvement. And then you move on. Down the hall, you see a partially closed door at the end of the hall. And as you approach, you can see the flicker of candlelight. And you hear sounds. You sense that there is something very exciting behind the door. Something perhaps on the edge of your experience. Something perhaps you've never tried and only fantasize about. As you open the door, you have to look carefully because it is so dimly lit. As you stare intently, you begin to make out what is happening. It is a very erotic scene. Perhaps something you've only fantasized about. You notice how relaxed and comfortable the men are, how comfortable they are in themselves, and how much pleasure they are giving each other. And they are so fully involved in what they are doing. And you sense them doing many, many different things. And usually one is more dominant and the other is more submissive. You're absorbed in the scene because it is so wonderful to see. You slowly enter the room and walk toward the one you most identify with. Perhaps it is the more submissive one. You slowly move toward the person and you take their position. You can sense that your legs are now in the position of his legs. Your butt is in the position of his butt. And you're feeling what he's experiencing. Your chest is in the position of his chest. Your face is his face. Your mouth and nose is his. You are breathing what he is breathing, and smelling and tasting what he is smelling. And you're experiencing his pleasure, his full pleasure. Your body is opening to deeper and deeper levels of pleasure. It feels so good and so right to feel this pleasure, to feel it all through your body. And as you experience these sensations, your capacity for pleasure is increasing. And as you're feeling this pleasure in your body, let the background change. You are still feeling the pleasure, but the situation is changing. There are people in this situation now, but it is still you, and you are still feeling that pleasure, that excitement in your body, all through your body. Every cell of your body is so alive with that feeling of pleasure. And as the background changes, it becomes less fantasy and becomes more real, more possible. It becomes more possible, a way to really experience this pleasure with another man. You are opening to that possibility right now. Your whole body is opening to that possibility right now. The details will come later, but the possibility now is so real, and it's so exciting. So exciting. Just as that boy listened to his body to discover how to masturbate and experience his true needs, you are listening to your body to find the best, safest way to act on your desires. Just like that boy, it may be awkward at first. As you get a better sense of just how to experience these desires in a safe and satisfying way. But like that boy, you are developing the skill. You are finding out who you really are and acting on what turns you on. You may experience shame or guilt, but by listening to your body, listening to your pleasure, these thoughts just dissolve like clouds going by. You discover and get pleasure at who you are, not what others want you to be. Soon you will be skillful at experiencing these desires with another man, just like the boy that knows so well how to pleasure himself. You will be finding new and exciting ways to play with other men. And this period of questioning will just be a distant memory. You have freed deeper and deeper levels of pleasure, so that the next time you play with yourself, the fantasy will be more real, and the turn-on will be the most intense ever, because it is becoming more real. Each time you hear my voice, you commit more deeply to explore with others and to make the fantasy more real. And as it becomes more real, you experience more pleasure, deeper and deeper levels of pleasure with the images, the sensations, and the reality of the experience. And you give yourself time for all of these experiences to click into place, just like the boy that experiences delight at being so good at pleasuring himself. Each time you hear my voice, you go deeper. You become more ready to see opportunities and to explore your sexual desires. And you keep listening to me until you have safely explored these deep desires. When I count to five, you will open your eyes, and you will notice that your cock is very stiff, and you'll feel like that boy who loves to explore new sensations, new experiences. It will be so pleasurable to touch yourself. And as you think of making the experience more real, the pleasure gets stronger and stronger. As the fantasy becomes more real, the pleasure grows. One, feeling like that boy who loves to explore new sensations, new experiences. Two, becoming aware of your breathing, of the pulsating in your body. Three, starting to move your hands and touching your body. 4. Almost awake and fully alive. And 5. Open your eyes. I leave you now to your own exploration, either right now or sometimes later. Go ahead and touch yourself in ways that just feel good, discovering images and thoughts and new sensations, noticing opportunities to act on these desires, to make these desires and experiences part of your world, to give yourself more pleasure. As you develop more skills at bringing more sexual pleasure into your life, so ease now into this boyish sense of pure delight and pleasure. Go with the experience.